This is an iHeart podcast.
You want smart political talk without the meltdowns? We got you.
And I'm Carol Markowitz.
And I'm Mary Catherine Hamm. We've been around the block in media, and we're doing things differently.
Normally is about real conversations. Thoughtful, try to be funny, grounded, and no panic.
We'll keep you informed and entertained without ruining your day.
Join us every Tuesday and Thursday.
Normally, on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
This is the Jesse Kelly Show.
It is the Jesse Kelly Show, another hour of the Jesse Kelly Show on a Wednesday. My voice sounded weird there when I was like, another hour of it was kind of weird. Anyway, but this hour won't be weird. I don't know, maybe it will be, but we're going to talk about the Bob Alinsky testimony some more. We're going to talk about AOC, her background a little bit this hour. They're after your guns some more. We'll go over that. The new Star Wars director. Oh, that's a doozy. And Joe Biden. Did you know he got started in politics because of Cesar Chavez?
It's a little bit in her blood. Cesar Chavez is her grandfather. And he's the guy that got me interested. He came to Delaware when I was running in 19... Well, let me tell you when. 1871.
The way these people lie. Anyway, we'll get to all that. We're going to get back to this, though. How does the Hunter Biden family business, the Joe Biden family business, how does the Joe Biden business work? How does it work? Byron Donalds gives a long explainer on it here. Your eyes are going to glass over at some point in time. I'll try to stop and start it as best I can. But for the detail nerds out there, of which I'm not one, I admit, but my wife is, right? So that may be you. This is impressive. If you follow along how they did things, it just simply was the business, the Biden family business.
To the money flow, because this is where the rubber meets the road. On August 4th, $100,000 is wired into Owasco PC from CEFC Infrastructure. Mr. Chairman, I want to submit for the record a portion of the bank statement for the time period August 3rd of 2017 to August 31, 2017, stipulating $100,000 going from CEFC into the bank account of Hunter Biden through Owasco PC. On August 8th, 4 days later, $5 million is then transferred from the Northern International Capital account of $5 million to Hudson West III. Hudson West III is a bank account controlled by Hunter Biden and Mr. Gon Wang, a.k.a. Kevin Dong, who is a CEFC associate. That money comes from the Northern International.
How much fun would it be to have the last name Dong? I mean, it would be a blast.
Capital, a bank account that is tied to the CCP.
Mr. Dong. Hey, Dong. What? Jesse Dong Kelly. No, you know what? Actually, never mind. We're going to keep going.
On August 8th, the same time period, there is a wire transfer of $400,000 to Owasco PC from the Hudson West III bank account. That $400,000, Mr. Chairman, I have the transfer records in the bank accounts.
Imagine if your last name was Dong and you were a lawyer and you partnered up with another guy whose last name was Wang. There's all these criminal ambulance chasing lawyers. There's all these billboards all over Texas, all over the place. The Texas Hammer and whatnot. There's another one. There's two Vietnamese dudes or a Vietnamese dude and a black dude. And one of them's name, his last name's Push, and the other one's Win, like Vietnamese Win NG. And anyway, it's called Push Win, and they really play off of that. Think of the fun you could have. Hey, it's we'll take care of you here at Dong and Wang.
From the August time period. Now, here's where the fun stuff comes in, everybody. And I got a minute to do it, so we're going to get this done. On August 14, there is $150,000 that is transferred from Owasco PC, which is controlled by Hunter Biden, to Lion Hall Group, which is controlled by James Biden. On August 28th, Mr. Chairman, we have the withdrawal ticket from Lion Hall Group that is signed by Sarah Biden, who is the wife of Jim Biden, for $50,000 to withdraw from Lion Hall Group. On September 3rd, On August 28th, actually, Mr. Chairman, we have the deposit reference into Sarah Jones Biden's account on the same day she withdrew it from Lionel. On September 3rd, 2007, from Sarah Biden's own personal account, there is a check that is written to Joseph Robinette Biden Jr., the President of the United States today, for $40,000, signed loan repayment. A loan repayment, by the way, that Joe Biden's own personal accountant, Mr. Eric Schwerin, has no record for.
I know that was a lot, so let me just lay it out for you in the stupid Jesse Kelly way. Hunter Biden gets some business, if you will. He acquires this business because his father is a powerful man with access to your money, with access to taxpayer money. Joe Biden, he uses that influence to get Hunter Biden some cheddar cheese. Hunter Biden gets a large quantity of money sent to him. Hunter Biden then sends a portion of that over to Jim Biden's business. Jim Biden's wife then makes a large withdrawal from the business, puts it in her personal account, then she writes a check to Joe Biden. The President of the United States of America is a criminal. He is. And he's been running a criminal enterprise for a long time. He is the big guy.
Mr. Bobulinski, who's the big guy? Are you sure about that? Because when
Joe Biden?
Sure? You're sure?
I'm 1,000% sure.
Because when Hunter Biden did his deposition under oath, he said, I don't know who it is, even though he was copied on an email that said H will hold 10% for the big guy. You sure it's the big guy is Joe Biden?
1,000%. And there's other text messages that back that up, that the brave whistleblowers, Shapley and Ziegler, have produced, not from my phones, not from my BlackBerry that I took screenshots from. They took them from subpoenas directly from Apple's iCloud that back up the fact that Hunter knew the big guy was Joe Biden.
The big guy is the brand. The big guy is the lift. The big guy is the one who showed up at golf outings, who did took phone calls and meetings and lunches and dinners with Hunter Biden and his business associates. Is that right?
Correct.
The President of the United States of America is a criminal. Now, let's fast forward through that a little bit, and I'm going to get to the AOC stuff. It's kind of a separate issue. It's more about AOC than anyone else and Dan Goldman getting humiliated and things like that. We'll get to that in a moment, but let's understand why that matters so much. Once you become a criminal, the people who have turned you into a criminal or paid you off to turn you into a criminal, they essentially own you. And I know this is a basic point, but it's a really important thing to understand. Joe Biden, involved in crimes with foreign entities like the CCP, like all that black market stuff that takes place in Russia. Remember, the Bidens are heavily involved in Russia, too. Moscow, Ukraine's a terribly corrupt place, black market. The Bidens being involved, being attached to crimes means the Bidens are compromised. If you, and I've told you this before, if you are ever going to get a security clearance with the government, this is how it used to be. Today, you just have to prove you're a tranny and they'll just hand you one. But back in the day when we used to have a country that was going to, you know, keep existing, it took something to get a security clearance. And I've told you this story before about my buddy applying for a government job. He reached out and let me know it would be happening. I had someone from the federal government come in. I was a private civilian at the time. I'm just a dude. I was working construction. Someone from the government came in to interview me about my buddy, and he was asking me not just basic questions. Hey, have you ever seen your buddy commit a crime or something like that? I, of course, had. But anyway, hey, how's your buddy's relationship with his wife? And I'm sitting there thinking to myself, well, excuse me, sir? How's that any of your daggone business? Hey, have you ever seen your buddy's wife or anyone in his immediate family drunk in public? And I'm sitting there in this meeting, and I know the job he's applying for, and I'm sitting there in this meeting thinking, what? What are you? Why are you even asking me these stupid questions? Why are you asking me? You know why? Because if my buddy, who wants this security clearance, if his wife has a drinking problem, maybe gets herself involved in some sort of a crime, maybe a DUI, Maybe she gets drunk and does something stupid. As soon as she enters into the dark world, she makes herself more susceptible to blackmail by people who can use the dark things she does against her. Those things can then, by proxy, be used against my buddy to force him to divulge classified information. Hey, buddy, we love those files we asked from you. Otherwise, these pictures of your drunken wife might end up on Facebook. You'd hate that, right? The president of the United States of America is compromised by hostile foreign entities. How do we navigate that as a nation? How do you even begin to navigate that? All right, let's move on, because there's no good answer for that. I want to move on. I want to talk a little bit more about AOC. She's getting made fun of today. Mexico says it won't accept any of our illegals back. The new Disney disaster. So much more coming up tonight on the world famous Jesse Kelly Show. Before we get to any of that, let's do this. Let's talk about health and nutrition. We need to place a priority on vitamins and minerals and digestive enzymes and things like that for ourselves. Do we not? Everyone would agree with that. Every single person's not in their head. Then why don't we place that same priority for our dogs? We don't give our dogs nutrition. And we wonder why we find ourselves at the vet every other day. I'm never at the vet. Why? I give Fred Rough Greens, a big fluffy idiot dog of mine. We pour Rough Greens on his food every day. It's an all-natural nutritional supplement that gives Fred all the things he doesn't get from his dog food, and he gets nothing from his dog food. Eat the empty calories of the dog food. He likes the flavor. Go ahead. But he gets the nutrition from the Rough Greens, all the nutrition he needs to live healthier. He doesn't have digestive problems anymore. We never go to the vet. He doesn't even get ear infections. Call them for a free jumpstart trial bag. 833-33-MY-DOG. Or go to roughgreens.com/Jesse. We'll be back.
He doesn't care if you believe him, but he's right. Jesse Kelly.
It is the Jesse Kelly Show on a Wednesday, a hump day, reminding you you can email the show and should your love, your hate, your death threats, your Ask Dr. Jesse questions, email those into jesse@jessekellyshow.com. Now, AOC is getting a bunch of crap today. AOC stepped in it again today. Here's the shorter version of what she said.
Excuse me, sir. RICO is not a crime.
And she's getting mocked relentlessly for being a moron. And it's not that I'm going to defend AOC. I'm not. But I am going to explain AOC once again for people who don't know. And this is the problem with this era of lies we live in. There's such an effort to deceive the people that normal people are just like liberal Aunt Peggy, and that they live in a world of make-believe and they really genuinely do not understand it. They don't know that they live in a world that has been completely made up for them. If you had a country where you had a media of any kind, you would know that AOC is an actress. She's an actress. She is not a communist street activist. She's not even really a Democrat. AOC is an actress. And I'm not saying that to be tongue-in-cheek, but just like the women you see on the big screen or doing a play on stage, AOC is a trained actress. There is a group out there called the Justice Democrats. The Justice Democrats. This is a hardcore communist group. They're well-funded. And what they do is they get communists into positions of power. That's their entire mission. Communists into positions of power. There was a moderate congressman from AOC's district in the Bronx. I say moderate. He sucked anyway. He was a Democrat, but way too moderate for the communists. And the communists had enough of it. And they realized they could get him gone because the Bronx is always going to vote for a Democrat anyway. And so what they did is they held auditions. Just like an actress would show up to, who can show up and play the part we need you to play. We'll tell you the positions to take. We'll tell you the basics. We need you to play the part. AOC, the actress, did what every actor or actress does. She simply answered an audition call for the Justice Democrats, and they liked her. She's hot. That is always a benefit for a woman. Young, pretty, she can speak okay. And they thought to themselves, hey, this one's going to work out just fine. And maybe you're sitting there saying, Jesse, what evidence is there of this? Well, I'm glad you asked. Do you understand that you used to be able to view the videotape of AOC's audition on the internet? Did you know that? It used to be available online. And speaking of the world of make-believe, did you know the communists had that audition video scrubbed from the internet? Another reason why Norm and Norma don't understand the things they see, because the world of lies has been created around them. AOC, it's not that she's dumb. She may very well be dumb. I don't know her IQ. She's just totally inexperienced. Yeah, I don't know. How old is she? 31, 32? She's in her 30s, I think, early 30s. She's young. It doesn't matter. But take somebody, and maybe this is you, take somebody brand new to politics and just drop them into Congress. Someone who's never even listened to the radio or read or watched it on TV, totally new to politics, and drop them in Congress. They would sound like AOC. It's not that she's dumb. When you understand she's an actress playing a role, still learning about basic civics and law and everything else, then you understand AOC.
Is it your testimony today that you personally witnessed President Joe Biden commit a crime?
I believe the fact that he was sitting with me while I was putting together a business
deal. Did you witness the president commit a crime? Is it your testimony today?
Yes.
And what crime do you have you witnessed?
How much time do I have to go through it?
It is simple. You name the crime. Did you watch him steal something?
Corruption statutes, RICO, and conspiracy.
What is it? What is the crime, sir?
Specifically. You asked me to answer the question.
Poor Tony's sitting there, and he's trying to argue with someone who doesn't even know what she's saying, so she just keeps talking over him, and you can hear his frustration, and she's just so lost.
I answered the question. No. RICO, you're obviously not familiar with. Corruption
statute. Excuse me, sir. Excuse me, sir.
Of course she's not familiar with it. She's an actress and a bartender.
Excuse me, sir. RICO is not a crime. It is a category. What is the
category of crimes that you're then charged with?
You have charges.
Long hundred.
You have charges. Sir, yeah. Please
the name.
Name.
The exact statute, sir, under RICO?
Yes.
Well, it's funny. In this committee room, everyone's not here. There's over 18
all right, sir, I reclaim my
lawyers
time.
That went to law school.
Time. I reclaim my time.
I'm sorry. All right, that's it. That's enough of the Bobulinski stuff. Okay, all right. I said that was enough. I'll play one more quick thing, and then I want to move on. I'm going to get to some emails and talk about more, a little bit more about the world of make-believe, what the Federal Reserve had to say today, and Joe Biden out there doing some Latino outreach. Olé! All that's still to come. Hang on.
Jesse Kelly. Back soon.
Hey there. I'm Mary Catherine Hamm.
And I'm Carol Markowitz. We've been in political media for a long time.
Long enough to know that it's gotten, well, a little insane.
That's why we started Normally, a podcast for people who are over the hysteria and just want clarity.
We talk about the issues that actually matter to the country without panic, without yelling, and with a healthy dose of humor.
We don't take ourselves too seriously, but we do take the truth seriously.
So if you're into common sense, sanity, and some occasional sass,
you're our kind of people.
Catch new episodes of Normally every Tuesday and Thursday
on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you listen.
Would you guys consider anything less than a championship to be a failure from this year?
I wouldn't say anything is a failure, especially because we all grow every day. Obviously, the goal is a championship. There's no doubt in that, and that's the goal. We want to win a championship.
I'm Christina Williams, host of the podcast In Case You Missed It with Christina Williams. The WNBA playoffs are here, and I've got the inside scoop on everything from key matchups and standout players to the behind-the-scenes moments you won't find anywhere else.
It's really, really hard to be the champions, but we have to remember how it feels and embrace the new challenge that we have.
For all the biggest stories in women's basketball, plus exclusive interviews with the game's brightest stars.
So to be here, I think it's one that we definitely don't take for granted. But we also know, you know, that's just one stop along the way, and we're hoping to, you know, make a run.
So listen to In Case You Missed It with Christina Williams, an iHeart Women's Sports production in partnership with Deep Blue Sports and Entertainment on iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
It is the Jesse Kelly Show. Remember, if you miss any part of the show, you can download a podcast of the show on iHeart, Google, Spotify, iTunes. I'm going to play this one last little bit of Dan Goldman and Tony Bobulinski in a moment, but I just want to say, oftentimes we try to talk about things we're grateful for. We want to try to focus on all the blessings of life. I was driving my boys to school today, and I was trying to tell them, hey, you know, it's a good day, right? Every day is a gift from God, all that kind of thing. I realize I have a blessing that I'd never fully appreciated until today. We have in our building the perfect elevator. The perfect elevator. And this is what I mean. Our elevator, when you walk up to it, no matter what floor you're on in our building, and you press the button, at most you will have 10, 15 seconds, maybe, before the elevator's there. So it's lightning fast in between floors, up and down, up and down, and up and down. So you always have the elevator there available. But it's more than that. It takes more than that to be the perfect elevator. It also has the doors that have the perfect open and close amount of time. Not too fast. We've all experienced that. Don't make me feel like I have to fear for my life as I'm trying to get on the elevator. Can I have a second to walk on the elevator, please? So it's not too fast, but at the same time, it's not too slow. So for instance, today I got on the elevator and there was some dude walking towards me, probably 50 feet away. Certainly looked like he was going to get on the elevator. It gave me enough time to get the doors closed before he could come on the elevator and make small talk with me. Not too slow. Not too fast. The elevators are always there for us. I know this conversation does nothing for you whatsoever, but everyone who's ever experienced a bad elevator, they feel what I'm talking about here. It's hard to find a perfect one. So salute to you, Mr. Elevator. From me to you, thank you. Thank you. And remember,
buenas tardes.
Now, one final thing on the Tony Bobulinski stuff. Dan Goldman is a fascinating character. I mean, total weapons grade piece of trash, but he's a former prosecutor, U.S. attorney. He is a rich kid, Levi's fortune, if I remember right. So mega, mega, mega rich. This guy who doesn't have any need to do any of this stuff, but that's automatically a red flag when you, not that you're mega rich. Go ahead, be mega rich. I don't care. Good for you. When you're mega rich and then get involved in politics, that's a big red flag. Usually that's a red flag because that's not something that happens often. But Dan Goldman is going to be one of these guys. He's going to be a power broker in the Democrat Party for a long time. He is shameless. That's necessary to be a politician in general. But to be a Democrat, you have to be completely without shame. Completely without shame. I mean, come on. Listen to this stuff.
She is it's a little bit in her blood. Cesar Chavez was her grandfather. And he's the guy that got me interested. He came to Delaware.
He's talking to a room full of Mexicans. Cesar Chavez is the one who got me involved in politics. I mean, you have to be shameless. Shameless to be a Democrat politician. Dan Goldman is shameless. Dan Goldman is also willing to carry water for the system without question. He's the rich kid, the shameless kid. And Dan Goldman will lie right to your face, and he is unswayed by you coming back at him. Dan Goldman, we talk about system membership cards and how they always have to be updated to make sure you're in good standing with the system. Dan Goldman wakes up every single day And he tries to get an updated card.
I would like to get a little extra time, Mr. Chairman, because I want to read what Mr. Gilliar said to the Wall Street Journal. Quote, I would like to clear up any speculation that former vice president was involved with the 2017 discussions about our potential business structure. I am unaware of any involvement at any time of the former vice president. The activity in question never delivered and project revenue. 9 days later, the agreement without Joe Biden was signed. You and James Gilliar wanted Joe Biden involved, and that is why Hunter Biden dumped you and did the business on his own.
That's a blatant lie, Mr. Goldman. You know better.
Chairman's time's expired.
It is a blatant lie. Dan Goldman knows it's a blatant lie. Everyone in Congress knows it's a blatant lie. But you know what Democrats see when they see that? You see a lie. You get mad. I get mad. We roll our eyes. We get angry. Who are these pieces of trash? Democrats see that. And they see a loyal foot soldier who's going to be around a long time. I know that hurts to hear. It hurts me to say Dan Goldman's going to be involved in politics for a very, very, very long time. All right. Let's do a couple emails before we get into Star Wars and Biden today with his Latino outreach. I'm sorry. He's just murdering me. It's like pandering always makes me laugh. It's so cringe. It's so terrible. It murders me. And Joe Biden, it's very similar to Dan Goldman, is so willing to lie without end that he just does it like nobody else. Anyway, let's do some of these. Dear white trash spirit animal, while I agree with that word which shall not be named, he's talking about the word literally, I confess that I would also miss hearing you rant and rave about it. Whenever someone says it now, my heart glows picturing you listening to the same interview, throwing things at your radio or television. But I have to ask, have your boys ever said it just to mess with you? And how did that go for them? His name is Mark. Okay. My boys will not say it to mess with me. They have said it on occasion, though, just because, again, it's become part of the language in America. It's literally part of our literally language. It's freaking awful. So they'll say it because obviously friends say it, family members say it, TV says it, whatever. I'm a little bit embarrassed to say that I'm obnoxious when they do. You think it's just here? Do you think I'm just doing this for radio? My boy, my oldest boy, actually said it last night, and he rarely says it. I forget what he was saying. He was telling me something, and he said, and that's literally the, and I immediately said, literally? Is it literally? Literally? And he just shuts up for a second and gathers himself and then continues without using the word. I do the same thing at the house. I can't stand it. Honestly, Ted Lieu, that loser congressman from California, he gave a press conference today, a really dumb one. He was talking, trying to defend Biden and all this stuff after today. Another guy trying to earn that system membership card. And all I could hear was the word literally. This is a sitting member of Congress.
Democrats were their adults in the room, and we put up the votes on critical bills to prevent a catastrophic default on our nation's debts, to keep our government running. And what are Republicans doing? Literally today, they're holding yet another hearing trying to impeach Hunter Biden. With like some guy named Tony Bobulinski, like who is that guy? Like why does America even care? The star witness for the Republicans was recently indicted by the Department of Justice for lying about Hunter Biden and Joe Biden. And public reporting is that that star witness also met with Russian intelligence. So literally we have the Republicans literally doing stupid stuff, spreading Russian disinformation, and you have Democrats here trying to help American families.
That's why I've stepped in against the word. It's reached the highest levels. The highest levels. All right, we're going to get to money here in just a moment. Speaking of highest levels, let me do one more of these. Dear gingerphobic Jesse, the subject of this one is redheads. Any man can marry a boring brunette or a ditzy blonde, but life will never be dull with a redhead. Just like the monarch butterfly, we are an acquired taste. It takes a real man to handle a redhead, so buckle up and enjoy the e-ticket ride. By the way, I'm the one who tells my husband how to vote. Take that, you dirtbag commies who think conservative women are subservient slaves. Her name is Colleen. I don't know much, but I know this. Colleen's husband got a handful there. He's got a handful there on his hands. I guarantee you that. I guarantee Colleen's a dime, though, Chris. I guarantee it. They all are. And that's how they get you. God knew what he was doing. He knew he made these ginger women insane. And so he put these green eyes. That's what he did. That's what he did. Anyway, do you want to be strong enough to handle a ginger without a soul? It's going to take a male vitality stack, gentlemen. And look,
You know the timetable I've told you about before. Let's just be clear about something. 20% increase in your testosterone in 90 days. That's normally enough to have you feeling great. You'll be feeling great 90 days. If you're planning on dating or marrying a redhead, give it 6 months to a year before maybe you're ready to pop the question. That's all I'm going to say. Male Vitality Stacks from Chalk, natural herbal supplements. Female Vitality Stacks. They have Chalk Lit Powder, which you'll pour in a smoothie or a glass of milk in the morning. They have Chad Mode, their pre-workout. Go get some Chalk and prepare yourself for life and redheads. CHOQ.com. Don't pay full price. Get a subscription so you get a discount. Look, if it doesn't work, cancel it. But get a subscription. Save some money. Chalk.com. Promo code Jesse. All right? All right. Federal Reserve made an announcement today. It actually is an important topic. We're going to address it briefly and then talk about some other things. Hang on.
He doesn't care if you believe him, but he's right. Jesse Kelly.
It is the Jesse Kelly Show, breaking things down, breaking complicated things down and making them extra simple here on a Wednesday. We couldn't make it any more clear. It's like tick, tack, toe.
This is not an attempt to ban TikTok. It's an attempt to make TikTok better. Tick, tack, toe. A winner. A winner.
Sorry, I'm never going to get tired of that one. All right, quit. Focus. Talk about what the Fed did today. This is going to be some finance talk, so just hang with me for a moment. There are a couple things that are happening out there right now. Little headlines we talk about here and there, but stuff that's worth talking about. Had a chance to talk to an economist today, and I've been kind of racking my brain about where this is going. So the Federal Reserve today, they kept interest rates at their current level. Why did they do that? Everyone's complaining about interest rates right now. Understandably, they're crazy. They're high. Why did they do that? Well, you already know interest rates go up to keep inflation at bay. That's how it works. If you have inflation, inflation's going bad, you have to raise interest rates to restrict the money flow to control inflation and get it back down. Okay, so you already know that. We were hoping, everyone was hoping, the whole world was hoping, personal people, corporations, everyone was hoping interest rates would start going down. They kept them flat today. Why? Well, they haven't been able to stop inflation. And I'm trying not to put this as dark as it actually is. I'll just put it to you the way he put it to me. Jesse, they're not even trying to stop inflation. They all say they're trying to stop inflation, right? They're all lying about everything, but they're not stopping the printing. They're not stopping anything. It's full speed ahead on every single front. So inflation is still way, way higher than they want it to be. So we don't get an interest rate cut. You have high inflation. You can't afford groceries because of the government. You should understand that. Because of the government. That's why the costs have gone up so high. But there are two other things, well, a bunch of other things, three other things, I should say, that are at play here. One, people are beginning to pull from their 401ks. We talked about that story, I think it was last week. People are starting to pull money out of their 401ks early to try to get by. In case you don't have one or aren't aware yet, you get penalized for that. You have to hold your 401k to a certain time. Chris, what's the 401k age? I figure you'd know. It's finance stuff. But either way, you can't pull it early or they penalize you. People are pulling it early anyway. That tells you, wow, they're trying to get by. There's another thing happening out there. Savings accounts are being drained. That was a story that came out yesterday. Savings accounts. Super low levels. Third thing, credit scores are beginning to fall for the first time in a decade. And this is something I'm extremely concerned about. It was a sign I was watching for, and now it's here. And here's why. Obviously, it's pretty self-explanatory. I'm sure you already know, but let's just go over it. Your credit score is determined by you paying your bills. These gigantic credit score companies, Equifax and whatnot,
What they want to see is that you have taken out a loan or signed up for a contract and you have paid it back and paid it back on time. That's how you get a credit score. Your credit score drops when you stop paying your bills or when you start late paying your bills. That's when your credit score drops. Credit scores are beginning to fall for the first time in a decade because now we're at the point where the savings accounts are getting empty and the 401k has been sucked dry, and now people are missing payments. That credit scores are going down tells you people are now having that conversation that I have actually had to have with my wife before. Maybe you're having it right now where you sit down and you go through all your bills and you have to make that decision that is one of the worst ones ever. At least, I mean, it's awful. You have to decide which bills are getting paid and which ones aren't this month. If you're somebody who places a priority on paying your bills, paying them on time, every time, that's a difficult conversation to have, is it not? Well, very clearly, because of the credit score drop, that is a conversation that Americans are having as we speak. And remember the couple other things that are happening. One, they keep citing all these job gains. Well, remember, as we've discussed before, the American worker is not gaining these jobs. The American worker has net lost hundreds of thousands of jobs. All the job gains have gone to foreigners. They have. It's just, there's not, it's math. All the job gains have gone to foreigners. And they're part-time, the ones we've got. So Americans are losing their careers. Foreigners are picking up two part-time jobs. And the administration's standing up telling you how great the jobs market is right now. It's really bad. But there's another part of this. And in fact, it's going to come back to COVID. A lot of this comes back to COVID. COVID either caused or accelerated all this. And when I say COVID, as you well know, I mean COVID lockdowns, not COVID the disease. COVID the disease didn't affect anything when it came to interest rates or prices or savings or 401ks. A virus like that doesn't have the power to do that. The COVID response is what had the power to do that. Commercial real estate. Now, unless you're in the commercial real estate business, that really doesn't mean anything to you. Why would you even care about commercial real estate? Well, allow me to explain. I remember, and if you've been listening for a long time, I talked about this in the very, very beginning of COVID lockdowns when I would travel or I would go anywhere. I mean, in fact, we used to have our studio in a different building here in Houston, and we would pull into the parking garage. And pre-COVID, you would pull into the parking garage. Remember this, Chris? And it was hard to find a spot. You had to go to a certain floor. I got to go to the top floor or the basement. I got to find a spot. It was packed full, this huge skyscraper. Lockdowns come. You park any place you want. You park in the employee of the month parking lot if you want. You could park anywhere. And I remember hearing people in the break room at work talking about how great it was. Isn't this awesome? It's so great now. Everyone's gone. I can park wherever I want. I got parked right in front of the door. Hey, Marty, where'd you park today? And I'm not faulting someone for being happy about their parking spot, but I remember sitting there thinking to myself, you guys do know how economies work, right? And you understand how this is going to avalanche onto all of us? I'll explain the commercial real estate problem we're all about to have, how it ties back to COVID and everything else, and so much more coming up next hour. Hang on.
You want smart political talk without the meltdowns? We got you.
I'm Carol Markowitz.
And I'm Mary Catherine Hamm. We've been around the block in media, and we're doing things differently.
Normally is about real conversations, thoughtful, try to be funny, grounded, and no panic.
We'll keep you informed and entertained without ruining your day.
Join us every Tuesday and Thursday.
Normally on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
This is an iHeart podcast.